We begin today with the shocking result from this weekend's referendum in Colombia. It was a simple yes or no question to approve or reject a peace deal between the government and leftist rebels. The yes vote was expected to win easily, officially ending 52 years of war. Instead, voters rejected the peace pact, with a narrow majority of 50.2% voting no.
I feel a bit, devastated, to be honest with you.
Colombian American reporter Luis Gallo voted yes in the referendum. He's in Bogota and says it's pretty surreal there today.
Everybody's disoriented. As the results were coming in, I was here with my family, some who voted yes, some who voted no. Everybody was just looking at each other in shock. We didn't know what it actually meant. I immediately wanted to go out and report and interview people. And the first reaction from my family was like, no, you can't leave because we don't know what's going to happen. There might be bombings. We're back at war. So in a sense, it was that type of feeling that oh my God, what have we done? Like what is happening? Like what is going to happen? And that was a question everybody was asking each other. What happens now?
So Luis, you're saying Colombia feels dangerous again already?
I think as soon as the votes came in, it felt that way. Because there was a moment, about an hour and a half, till the last report came that 99% of the votes were counted and the no had won by 56,000 votes until the president spoke. So there was like that gap of time that we didn't know what was going to happen or what it meant, what the no meant. Because first of all, the president didn't have a plan B, and he admitted that. He was convinced that the yes was going to win. Even the opposition, the no side, it had no speech of winning, no victory speech. So there was a moment of like a media blackout with government. Government wasn't responding because everybody was scrambling to come up with something to say. It was that big of a shock that even the government was unable to come up with something. And once the president spoke, and he said that he had spoken to FARC, to the leaders, and then saying that the ceasefire agreement still, held. So that gave Colombians a lot of, it gave us like a little bit of relief that, okay, we're not back at war. We're not going to see bombings in downtown Bogota, and then after following the president, the FARC leader, Rodrigo Londoño, he also spoke and he said he's committed to the peace talks. He wants to, continue negotiating and that the ceasefire was still in place. So that calmed a lot of Colombians. Like that gave us some relief.
But it leaves a lot of uncertainty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So just to back up a bit, your own father was killed by the FARC when you were a child, and yet you were really sure you wanted this. You wanted peace and reconciliation.
Correct. Yeah. I was 100% sure I wanted a new chapter in Colombian history. I was ready to, to come to terms with, the FARC killing my father and me forgiving them. In a sense, I made peace with it, and I think a lot of other victims, they also made peace with the fact that, their families disappeared or they were displaced or, and looking at how Colombia voted regionally, the areas affected by the conflict the most, they were the ones who voted for yes the most.
But your mother was not ready to forgive. She was going to vote no. She did vote no, yeah?
Yeah, she wasn't ready to forgive, exactly. And other people in my family weren't either. And, that speaks, very loudly that Colombia is still not healed. That there's a lot of resentment. There's a lot of sense of injustice with the peace accord. So in a sense, I feel like, yes, 50% of the people are willing to forgive, to move on, to build a new country. And 50% of the rest of the country isn't. The other 50% wants a harsher punishment to the FARC. The collective trauma is still there. The collective trauma is still felt by so many other Colombians that they chose, vengeance over forgiveness.
Reporter Luis Gallo in Bogota, thank you.
Thank you.